It was a closed casket funeral, and no one noticed the mix-up. What kind of funeral was it? It was a closed casket funeral. Did anyone notice the mix-up? No, no one noticed the mix-up. Meanwhile, Patricia lay unconscious in the hospital with her face covered in bandages. What was Patricia doing during her funeral? Patricia was lying unconscious in the hospital during her funeral. As Patricia's injuries began to heal, Sean's family finally noticed that she was not their daughter. Did Patricia's injuries heal? Yes, Patricia's injuries began to heal. What did Sean's family notice as Patricia's injuries began to heal? As Patricia's injuries began to heal, Sean's family noticed that she was not their daughter. When Patricia finally woke up 15 days later, she learned about her funeral and her true identity was confirmed. How long was Patricia in a coma? Patricia was in a coma for 15 days. What did Patricia learn about when she woke up? When she woke up, she learned about her funeral. A hospital official said, "In 10 years at Marion Health Center and in all my life, I've never run across anything like this." Who said, "I've never run across anything like this"? A hospital official said, "I've never run across anything like this." A more recent case of mistaken identity is Chinese tourist Jun Liang, who was mistaken for a refugee. Is Jun Liang a German tourist? No, Jun Liang isn't a German tourist. Jun Liang is a Chinese tourist. Was he mistaken for a German tourist? No, he wasn't mistaken for a German tourist. He was mistaken for a refugee. A refugee is someone who escapes war or danger in their home country seeking safety in another country. What is a refugee? A refugee is someone who escapes war or danger in their home country seeking safety in another country. Jun Liang was definitely not a refugee. Was Jun Liang a refugee? No, Jun Liang was definitely not a refugee. He was a 31-year-old Chinese backpacker from Beijing who filled out the wrong paperwork, which got him stuck in some of the worst red tape you can imagine. How old was Jun Liang? Jun Liang was 31 years old. Was he a Chinese backpacker? Yes, he was a Chinese backpacker. Where is he from? He is from Beijing. Did he fill out the wrong paperwork? Yes, he filled out the wrong paperwork. Did he get stuck in red tape? Yes, he got stuck in red tape. Jun Liang had been robbed and he needed help. Who had been robbed? Jun Liang had been robbed. Did he need help? Yes, he needed help. He approached police officers in Stuttgart Airport, but they were confused and thought he was a refugee seeking asylum in Germany. Where did he approach police officers? He approached police officers in Stuttgart Airport. Who did they think he was? They thought he was a refugee seeking asylum in Germany. Jun Liang thought he was filling out paperwork for his stolen wallet, but he was really filling out a request for asylum. What kind of paperwork did he think he was filling out? He thought he was filling out paperwork for his stolen wallet. What was he really filling out? He was really filling out a request for asylum. Officials took Jun Liang's passport, fingerprinted him, and gave him a medical exam. What did officials take from him? Officials took Jun Liang's passport. Did they fingerprint him? Yes, they fingerprinted him. What did they give him? They gave him a medical exam. They then sent him 360 kilometers away to a refugee camp, which would be his home for the next week. did they send him to a refugee camp? Yes, they sent him to a refugee camp. How far away was the refugee camp? The refugee camp was 360 kilometers away. Details are sketchy, but Jun Yang surely knew they had made a big mistake. Is there a lot of information about this story? No, there isn't a lot of information about this story. Details are sketchy. He repeatedly requested his passport back, but no one could understand him. What did Jun Yang request? Jun Yang requested his passport back. Could they understand him? No, no one could understand him. According to Christoph Schluterman of the Red Cross, it was a bureaucratic mix-up caused by a communication breakdown. Who is Christoph Schluterman? Christoph Schluterman works for the Red Cross. Did he say it was a bureaucratic mix-up? Yes, he said it was a bureaucratic mix-up. What caused the mix-up? The mix-up was caused by a communication breakdown. He set the wheels of a machine in motion that he could not initially escape from. Who set the wheels in motion? Jun Yang set the wheels in motion. Jun Yang spent a week in the refugee camp until Schluterman realized that something was off. Who realized that something was off? Schluterman realized that something was off. How long did Jun Yang spend in the refugee camp? Jun Yang spent a week in the refugee camp. He says that Jun Yang was different from the others, very, very helpless. Did he say that Jun Yang was similar to the others? No, he didn't say that Jun Yang was similar to the others. He said that Jun Yang was different from the others, very, very helpless. He also noticed that he was dressed much nicer than the average refugee, so something must have been wrong. What else did he notice about Jun Yang? He also noticed that Jun Yang was dressed much nicer than the average refugee. With the help of a smartphone translation app, he unraveled the story. How did he unravel the story? He unraveled the story with the help of a smartphone translation app. After 12 days in the camp, Jun Yang was finally given his passport and his freedom. What was Jun Yang finally given? Jun Yang was finally given his passport and his freedom. How long did he spend in the camp? He spent 12 days in the camp. He said, "It isn't how I imagined Europe." While most people would run back to the safety of home, Jun Yang continued his travels in France and Italy. What did Jun Yang say about his trip to the refugee camp? Jun Yang said, "It isn't how I imagined Europe." Did Jun Yang continue his travels in France and Italy? Yes, Jun Yang continued his travels in France and Italy.